All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me just tell you, you don't want to be sitting where I'm sitting.
Here, let me just put that side by side for you. There you go.
That's Uncle Milty, and he's coming to my house tomorrow.
He's coming.
Uncle Milty's coming.
He brought treats.
You know what? Ian hit on a Wednesday. And now that's hitting on a Wednesday. I hate Wednesday, just so everybody knows. All right, we're not worried about it. We prayed over it. We know it's all going to be a good. Praying that it'll be sheared up and basically turn into a tropical storm at landfall. That is what we're standing faith for. So everybody stand in faith with us on that. As far as tomorrow night's podcast, still kind of playing it by ear, actually. Believe it or not, kind of playing it by ear. If you don't hear from us, that means we're not doing it. If we don't put out any of our stuff or whatever, because we lost power. We tend to lose power quickly here. So even if it's like a thunderstorm, sometimes we go out. But anyway, we'll play that by ear. But anyway, so we got Hurricane Milton due to make landfall, I think about 2 a.m. Thursday morning, actually. And now, lucky for us, it's jogged away from Tampa, and it's supposed to hit in the very county I'm sitting in right now, Sarasota County. We're really lucky. We don't know what's going to happen. They bobble a lot in the last, especially, 12 hours. So you never know if it's going to hit here or Naples. Right at this point, you have no idea. So that's all part of living in Florida. But we'll be good. We'll bust through it. As always, and we'll be back. I'm praying we'll be back Thursday night. I'm going to be standing in faith for that. And if not, as quickly as we possibly can be. But anyway, love you guys. Appreciate you. Glad you're on. Let's hop right to it. Let me say it to everybody in the chat real quick. Mike Griffin is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Jeannie Malfeasy's on. Mike Roguth, something like that. Sorry, but I know I don't get the names right. Just Fact is on. Pitrock 68 is on. Regina Loves Art is on. Black Bart 201 is on. Sun Gun is on. Conservative Waffle is on. Todd Suff is on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. I'm Not Your Fool is on. Lizzie 859 is on. Truth Lover 2 is on. Rafa 9821 is on. Jim Kohler is on. Motown JBH is on. Naz is on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Coco Dominki is on. Nicola is on. Jana Jones is on. Praise Holler is on. Big Scott's on. Silence on. S. Clark 1968 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Why Not Me is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. The producer Aaron is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Hans Lick Donovan is on. Mobita 01 is on. Sun Gun's on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Vovo 960 is on. Man, I can't even get to the bottom of this. Confederate One is on. Bara Gooby, something like that, is on. Sorry, guys. If I mess it up, it's not my fault. You just pick a complicated name. Like, this one's easy. Lizzie 859 is on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Appreciate you guys. Love you. Let's hop right to this. Alex Jones video, Weather Wars, FEMA, and Equitable Mass Murder. Watch the video, and then we'll talk about it. Play for me.
It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
There are many known ways to control the weather, and the best way to steer it seems to be with the NEXRAD Doppler Weather Radar Network.
The circular blue flashes seen in this video are frequency transmissions from the NEXRAD network of transmitter installations. The brighter the blue flash from a frequency transmission installation, the more pronounced and powerful the repelling effect on any air mass or storm in the vicinity will be. Where there are no blue flashes, there is no transmission, thus no repelling effect, thus no resistance for a migrating storm. Translation: a migrating storm will be hindered from moving toward frequency transmissions and will easily migrate in a direction with no transmissions. So again, I ask, was Hurricane Helene's path and behavior just an act of nature, or was it engineered?
Whatever happened during Hurricane Helene, our own government is actively killing the victims of the flooding.
We're in Nashville, and I saw two Air Force Helicopter 60s. And I knew there were PJs just looking at them. And I went up to them, like, hey, guys, like, what are y'all doing? And, like, this is what you need to be doing. This is how I'm finding people. And they're like, we can't go. We're waiting on Title 10 orders. And I'm like, what? They can't get any authority. There's military helicopters all over here sitting on the ground, and they can't do nothing. Even my JSOC boys in Fayetteville, they can't get orders to come out here. It is just the most disgusting thing, and they're killing these people. And I don't know why they're doing it. I don't know what kind of conspiracy. I've heard so many things.
And the radical Marxists working at FEMA are not really concerned with most of the people.
LGBTQIA people and people who have been disadvantaged already are struggling. They already have their own things to deal with. So you add a disaster on top of that. It's just compounding on itself.
You know, the shift that we're seeing right now is a shift in emergency management from utilitarian principles, where everything is designed for the greatest good for the greatest amount of people, to disaster equity.
We the people point out that they are killing us, and they complain that it's hurtful.
What kind of impact has this had on the recovery effort?
It has a tremendous impact on the comfort level of our own employees to be able to go out there, but it's also demoralizing.
Right after the government says they don't have enough money for the American people stricken by the floods and that another storm is coming, they announce another $157 million to the people of Lebanon. Joe Biden makes another Freudian slip and says the government's response will be to increase the number and intensity of these extreme weather events.
Response is to increase the number and intensity of the extreme weather events, and beware, we're going to be use all the resources available to the government to do it.
All right, let's go over this real quick. So you see exactly what's happening there. Now, we went over this last night on a timeline with weather manipulating apparatuses where they're shooting things into the clouds. I can't remember the terminology now. Aaron, if you remember that stuff, if it pops in your head, remember from last night what they're shooting into the clouds and everything else to generate storms. This has been going on since the 1960s. And if this began with satellite technology in 1962, where are we at in 2024? So, Tom, can you definitively prove that they are manufacturing weather, that they are manipulating weather? No, I cannot. But these are the people who manufacture the virus. And none of us knew what gain-of-function research was 5 years ago. So do we really know what's going on right now? And lo and behold, in a non-election year of 2021, no problems at all. Non-election year of 2023, no problems at all. And here in election year, all of these storms are attacking exclusively Republican areas. And if you clean out the I-4 corridor, Kamala Harris wins Florida. And this is supposed to land in the I-4 corridor. If you clear out Naples to Sarasota, Kamala Harris wins Florida. Just so you know, that's the way that it is. Now, again, I can't definitively prove anything. I never like to get out in front of anything. But if you have ever been involved in human dynamics, which of course I've been, pastoring a church for 20 some odd years, law enforcement for 25 years, you obviously get to where you can read things, and you basically just start knowing that if it quacks like a duck, swim like a duck, fly south for the winter like a duck is involved in this. So you just have to start looking at the evidence here. So whether or not it's weather manipulation, which just for the record, I believe that it is, just so you know. We haven't had a storm form like Milton in the area that it formed in the southwest part of the Gulf of Mexico since 1880. And suddenly it just forms and becomes a Cat 5. And then remember, it was like, oh, there's only about 40% chance it's going to form. And the next thing you know, the next day, it's 90% chance. Then it's going to be a Cat 1. Then the next day, it's going to be a Cat 5. I mean, are they going out and investigating these storms with these quote-unquote hurricane hunters? Or are they stoking these storms? Because the hurricane hunters fly out of an Air Force base in South Florida. And do I trust the military? Absolutely freaking not. No way do I. I mean, listen, I love the military. I was raised in a military home. That was a naval officer and Vietnam vet, Bronze Star winner, Purple Heart winner. I love the military, but I don't trust the military. Under the Biden administration, absolutely not. And a lot of times under the Trump administration, they were doing Mark Milley was committing acts of treason in Donald Trump's last month in office. So no, I do not trust the military because the military is a woke joke. But if you look at it, what I was talking about, quacking like a duck, swimming like a duck, flying south for the winter like a duck, what is the government doing? So let's just say that they didn't create this storm. Well, are they helping anybody? I mean, they're actively killing our citizens right now. Our military has an active stand down order right now. The military, the 82nd Airborne, and numerous other outfits out of Nashville are not giving clearances to respond. And if you look at the title of the show, it's her. Everyone says it's her. It's Helene Day 10. It is not Day 10. It is Day 13. Those areas were struck 2 weeks from tomorrow. 2 weeks ago tomorrow. That's when they were struck. It went through Florida Thursday and began hitting Georgia on Thursday as a Cat 1 storm. And it's day 13 and nobody's doing anything. And again, and I know some of you that watch this podcast all the time, I know that some of this is getting redundant. I understand it. But you have to basically say the same thing every day until somebody starts to respond to the storm other than patriots. And you're like, well, aren't patriots good enough? Well, they're certainly better than the government. And here's the thing. I'd have no problem if we're just going to do civilian responses to these storms if FEMA didn't have a couple $100 million budget. And you're like, Tom, that's because you're like, FEMA only has $20 billion budget. No, because it's really getting streams of revenue coming from DHS. So it's really a DHS budget. And the DHS budget is somewhere around $300 billion. It's some mammoth budget. So if we're only going to have a civilian response, then where's all that money going to? It's going to future Biden supporters, going to Democratic Party globalist NGOs that recirculate the money in the endless circle bleep symbiote back to Democratic Party campaigns, who then circulate it back to the NGOs, who then circulate it back to Democratic Party campaigns, where AOC is getting rich, Swalwell is getting rich, Ilhan Omar is getting rich, Nancy Pelosi is getting rich, the Bidens are getting rich, and so forth and so on. So why does the military right now, this is today, why is the military 13 days later? Somebody told me my voice is getting higher. Yeah, I know. I'm getting all fired up. That's just the way it goes. But anyway, so someone said, you're reaching. They didn't say my voice is getting higher. They said, you're reaching new heights. You know, it's because and this is what I cry out to Aaron, I say, help me to understand. Because I'm like, why in the world is the military not flying in to Appalachia? Why are they not flying into North Carolina, Tennessee, or Georgia? Why is that? 13 days now. 13 days. I'm not talking 13 hours. They should have been on the ground in 13 hours, just like they should have been on the ground 13 hours in Benghazi and weren't, because they wanted the people at Benghazi dead and they want American citizens dead. You're like, Tom, that's hyperbolic. Well, how is it hyperbolic when they butcher 2 million of us a year in their abortion mills? And New York and California don't report their abortion statistical data. Well, I mean, explain to me how they're not trying to kill us. And the black community votes for them, and they butcher 400,000 black men and women in the womb every year, and then the black community lines up to vote for their butcherers. So FEMA's their new ideology is not utilitarian. Oh, you know what? You don't want a utilitarian agency to be utilitarian. That's like saying you don't want law enforcement to enforce law. The essence of the Federal Emergency Management Agency is to federally manage emergencies. But their new slogan, their new ideology is equity over utilitarianism. So instead of actually going and helping people by offering rescues and by offering resource, they're offering gay counseling. You know, you got your husband dead, your baby missing, your house gone, and they have bodies up in the trees. There's 200 markers outstanding right now where they've gone out in searches, and they put flags down for 200 more. There's already 230 confirmed dead, and they've got another 200 markers out there right now because they're so far buried under debris. And you're like, Tom, how can you even talk about this when you've got a worse storm heading your way? That's just part of living in Sarasota. It's part of living here. So anyway, so they got 200 markers out there. All right. And what FEMA's offering is gay counseling. How you can lop off your nuts for free. We've got a brochure for you. And if you want to lop off your nuts for free, you know, we've got the brochure for you. Call this number. That's what FEMA's all about now. Or facilitating illegal border invaders to the tune of 30,000 convicted rapists and murders across our border in the last 3 years. About 17 million people across our borders, 425,000 of them convicted criminals, ushered into our, up to 600,000, depending on the number you look at. So that's also one funny thing. When they were talking about frequency transmissions, manipulating storms that comes out of the NEXRAD network. Weird. It's very weird. It's all coincidental. If you're going to believe, you know, again, this is why Democrats love Disney World. They love it. They love Disney World. Because there's a lot of pedophiles that work there, but other than that, they love Disney World because they do. They get, I mean, Grady Judd is arresting pedophiles out of Disney World all the time in Polk County, Florida. But anyway, because you can just wish upon a star, you can just live in your imagination, just pretend like everything is a conspiracy theory. Even though my shirt, look at that. This wasn't even a plan. There you go. So I need new conspiracy theories because all my other conspiracy theories are no longer conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories, they're all true. So this NEXRAD network sends out endless frequency transmissions of storms, and it's very strange that if you watch their frequency transmissions, they seem to steer storms. And it's weird because, and again, this is just a coincidence, NEXRAD just basically erased their website. Just took down all their stuff off their website. Right now, it's kind of weird now that everybody's looking into the manipulation or formation of storms by the government. You know, the ones that generated a virus in the Wuhan Institute of Virology using gain-of-function research that you and I paid for to the tunes of tens of millions of dollars that was funneled from Anthony Fauci to Peter Daszak and EcoHealth Alliance to the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the Chinese Academy of Sciences, and they lied about it and lied about it and lied about it. It's like they wouldn't lie about producing storms. And by the way, there's pretty much definitive proof that they were already producing storms in Vietnam. Pretty much definitive proof that was already going on. And last thing on that, you know what FEMA's concerned about? The comfort levels of their employees. They've all got boo-boos on their feelings, and they don't like criticism. And that's the so get this. That interview is, it was probably day 10 of Hurricane Helene response. And her concern, the head of FEMA, Eric, get her name for me, would you, head of FEMA?
Yep.
And pick two. And I'll talk about, I'm sure she's married to a woman. But anyway, her concern was, imagine having the audacity. Tommy, slide that, or Aaron, slide that pic side by side for me. Imagine having the audacity as the leader of FEMA that your concern is the comfort of your employees because they have boo-boos on their feelings. While people are dying of thirst and are still missing, but what you address is the feelings of the rescuers who aren't rescuing. That's what you are addressing. That's what your concerns are. Your concerns are for your employees that are doing nothing. Yeah, Deanne Criswell, that's the head of FEMA. That's her concern. People are dying. People are dead. People have lost everything. You're doing nothing. You're not providing water. You're not providing resources. You're not providing rescues. And not only is she not doing anything, she's inhibiting the people who are doing everything. They're flying helicopters on the landing strips so that planes cannot land with resources, with relief resources. She's doing that. She is not allowing military helicopters in the area. FEMA is doing nothing. FEMA has not responded with a gas truck, with a water truck, fuel, resources, food, nothing. They've done nothing. If you don't believe it, produce a video contradicting what I just said. Produce it, because I can produce thousands. I mean that. That's not hyperbolic. Thousands of videos of civilians doing it all, and she is doing nothing but complaining about the feelings of her employees who are supposed to be rescuing people and providing relief who are doing neither. I'm really upset that people are criticizing us for doing nothing. Well, are you doing nothing? Yes, but I'm still upset with people criticizing us for doing nothing. I don't like to be criticized for doing nothing when I'm doing nothing. Tell me right now she's not married to a woman. Come on. Unbelievable. Really unbelievable. All right, let's go. Yeah, leave that for you. So this is what my Arcus is up to right now. And I know all of you have seen this. It's about a day and a half old. But I just had to make sure. I always want to make sure that you see it. DHS Secretary Mayorkas, again, people are missing. towns are gone. I've told you this before, but I spent a couple years looking for land or a house to buy all along Eastern Tennessee. A lot of those towns that I looked at are gone. They're gone. But all while these towns are gone, people have lost. Listen, people have lost their babies. People have lost their spouses. People have lost their kids and lost everything they've owned or have. Not everything, just not just what they owned in the moment, but what they have spent a lifetime accumulating. It's gone forever. But don't worry. Alejandro Mayorkas, who's in charge of FEMA, just like he's in charge of the border, if there's anybody who's more responsible for this, for the current state of the United States of America, which is basically a FEMA zone, other than Joe Biden, it's Alejandro Mayorkas in charge of the border. And then, of course, Kamala Harris, who's supposedly in charge of Alejandro Mayorkas as the borders are. But Mayorkas is out shopping for high-end menswear while people are dying. Wouldn't you be there at a command center? Wouldn't you at least maybe fly down there and check into a hotel somewhere in Georgia and manage the FEMA response along with, what's her name again, Aaron? Jeannie Griswold, something like that? Deanne Griswold. Wouldn't you be there with Deanne? Keep that in handy for me. Yep. Write it down over there so you know it when I yell to you, when I ask for it. But anyway, I mean, wouldn't you do that? Wouldn't you just check into a hotel? Wouldn't you set up a command center? And I mean, if you got a multi-billion-dollar budget, which he does, says that it's broke now because all they've done is build illegal migration welcome centers in San Diego to the tune of $20 million. I think $20 million would go a long way in this rescue effort, wouldn't you? But that went to a welcome center for illegal border invaders in San Diego this year, 2024. But DHS Secretary Mayorkas shops for high-end menswear as mass power outages continue in North Carolina. Mayorkas, impeached once for handling of the border crisis, is on the hot seat over Hurricane Helene response. Well, there's his response. I mean, imagine the audacity of doing this. Now, while this is going on, the border czar, Kamala Harris, she's on Howard Stern. She's on, Aaron, correct me if I see if you may not know any of these. She's on The View, thank you. And then she was also on this, like, Call Me Daddy.
Yes, Call Me Daddy.
Call Me Daddy sex show.
Yeah.
She's on that. She goes to a show that talks about sex. I mean, all they do is talk about sex all the time. Call Me Daddy. I mean, come on. That's the show. The alleged future president of the United States, the genius Kamala Harris, goes to Call Me Daddy on that podcast where she lies repetitively about abortion. But then goes on Howard Stern, goes on The View. Why wouldn't you be doing what Donald Trump does? Donald Trump has now supplied Appalachia with millions of dollars of his own money and has raised millions of dollars because FEMA's doing nothing. Imagine the audacity. You know who you are. Alejandro Mayorkas is one of the most hated men in the world, and you know that you're going to be spotted, and you don't care. You're going to be out shopping for high-end menswear. The jacket's in that store, $3,000. And he's shopping there while North Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina, numerous other areas, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia, vast swaths are gone. But you have so little concern about your own hierarchical hypocrisy that you're out there clothes shopping in a store where a jacket costs $3,000. See, that's what happens when you become a monarchy. When they just tell you, eat your cake. And that's why you end up seeing these revolutions over a period of time. Because people get sick of it. Where you are living high on the hog, all the money that we gave you was supposed to go to our rescue. And instead, where is it going? Into Alejandro Mayorkas' pocket so that he can go to a high-end menswear shop and buy $3,000 jackets. You got something, Aaron?
No, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, it's like, same thing?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
All right, go to the next for me. This call to activism video. Kamala Harris on The View. Play for me.
But let's talk about something you would do different from Donald Trump. Right now, there is a monster storm barreling towards my state of Florida, a place that's still reeling from Hurricane Helene. Yeah. Trump is lying, claiming that the Biden administration is intentionally withholding aid from the areas where Republicans live and that FEMA funds are being redirected to migrants. Ironically, that is something he did in 2019. What do you think the effect of these lies are, and why is he doing this?
Well, it's profound, and it is the height of irresponsibility and, frankly, callousness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Lives are literally at stake right now. I traveled to Georgia and to North Carolina after Hurricane Helene. In Georgia, I met a woman who, just days earlier, her husband was killed in their home by a fallen tree. Days later, I met with her and her daughter. You can imagine the pain, the shock that they are still in about what they experienced, what they witnessed.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about real human beings and their lives and them losing everything. Everything. Yeah. Everything. This woman lost her husband, her child lost her father. Mm-hmm. People are losing their home with no hope of ever being able to reconstruct.
People lost this, people lost that, people lost that person, people lost this person. What have you done? 13 days now, 13, I'm going to think about it. 24 times 13, all those hours, what has she done? It's just like when she says that when she gets into power, she's going to do this and she's going to do that on day one. Day one was over 1,400 days ago. Now we're 13 days into this. And she goes and she talks about this person has lost this. This person has lost that person. What have you done? Nothing. Not only do they do nothing, it's just, I told you, it's just like the vaccine. A demon is going to demon over and over again because demons aren't smart. They're simply zealous. And demonic people are not smart. They're simply zealous. That's all they are. They have a lot of zeal for what they erroneously believe in. So they do the same things over and over again. The vaccine, not only does it do nothing to stop transmission and infection, not only does it do nothing to keep you safe, it does the opposite. It's actually dangerous. That's just like FEMA. FEMA not only doesn't rescue and offer relief, they stop rescue efforts and stop relief efforts. It's the exact same thing because a demon's going to demon over and over and over again. So that you get on the View. You have said they say that Donald Trump is lying by saying that FEMA is intentionally withholding aid. We have the videos. You are asking us to not believe what our eyes see. Right out of Orwell's 1984. Don't believe what your lying eyes tell you. We have the video of them intentionally withholding aid and causing people to die. We have it. Endless one video after another of FEMA either doing nothing. Absolutely. Hey, Aaron, throw me up the budgets again for me. FEMA's budget's $29.5 billion. DHS's budget is $103.2 billion. And that $29.5 billion doesn't come out of DHS.
Right.
So that's all. So combined together, about $133 billion. What did you get out of that? What have you ever gotten out of that? And then when we need it, when we need it in northern Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, where are they? Doing absolutely nothing. Trump is lying by saying that FEMA is intentionally withholding aid. We see it. There's one video after another of them confiscating goods. And the latest rumor coming out of Appalachia is that FEMA is confiscating the relief goods, the food, the water, and are bringing it to illegal migrant facilities. That's not me saying that. That's somebody on the ground there. Then they are, there's so many witnesses of FEMA confiscating goods and trying to confiscate goods. We had the Glenn Beck video. Glenn Beck's not going to destroy his entire career by defaming FEMA. They have a medical aid tent that was operating for 5 or 6 days. Remember, day 13. And FEMA finally shows up. Do they have a medical aid tent themselves? No. Do they have insulin? No. Do they have water? No. Do they have bandages? No. Do they have helicopters? No. Do they have gas trucks? No. Do they have road graders? No. Do they have bulldozers? No. Do they have construction workers? No. They have planes. They have nothing. But the FEMA worker walks up to Glenn Beck's tent and says, you know what? Do you have a license to do this? Do you have a permit to do this? And they told that person, get out of here. And that person left. That's all FEMA does. That's all the federal government ever does is take, take, take. And then when it's time for them to give from that which they've taken, they don't give it. They just show up and their little FEMA shirts on, all of them making six figures, and do absolutely nothing. And not only do, and again, I wouldn't have so much of a problem with you doing nothing. I mean, I don't like it, and it's a great waste, and all of them need to be fired. There doesn't need to be a FEMA. FEMA needs to be disbanded. But if you're only going to do nothing, that's one thing. But if you're going to do nothing and then hinder genuine relief and rescue efforts, then you're criminal, as far as I'm concerned. And they say that Trump did it. Trump didn't do anything. Well, let's all go back. That was Anna Navarro. Anna Navarro, go back. I'd like to see the video proof of Trump withholding aid from anybody. And don't even bring up Puerto Rico, because everybody involved in Puerto Rico has been arrested. Because all the aid that was sent to Puerto Rico was put in storage facilities and sold on the black market or withheld so that they could generate price gouging in a black market, and it went to corrupt politicians. So please. And again, so Kamala says that she wouldn't. Oh, let me say one more thing. Kamala cannot pull off empathy. Whenever she tries to be genuine, she goes to that voice. Like, you know what I mean? I do. And you know, there are people. These are real people. They've lost their loved ones. They've lost everything. She tries to pull it off. But you can read her cold, dead, demonic eyes that she doesn't give a crap. She gives more about the crap that she flushed down the toilet 5 hours. I mean, literally. She would rather go rescue those turds out of a septic tank than a human being in Appalachia. She gives more about the crap that she flushed 5 hours before that interview than she does human life. Because if you're an abortionist in the womb, you're an abortionist outside of the womb. She cannot pull off empathy. But then she says, you know, this isn't about being political. You know, this isn't about being political. Well, the only person that's politicizing this entire thing, even Biden's not politicizing it. Biden's keeping his dutiful applesauce-filled mouth shut and basically saying good things about everything, just being grandpa in the White House. Weirdo, Herbert the pervert grandpa, but whatever.
That's right.
There you go. So that's all Biden says. He's dutifully keeping. And by the way, Biden keeps sabotaging Harris. It's fun to watch. I'm telling you, it is so fun to watch. When she goes on The View, he does another press conference. The man hasn't done a press conference his entire presidency. By the way, this is genuine press conference. I mean, there was the one at the podium yesterday, the day before, where he sabotaged her too when she finally decided to show up in Georgia. He does a press conference at the White House and non-prepared. He does it again. Never has done it in the history of his presidency. He usually comes out with his laminated card with the questions already pre-written with the reporters' names next to the questions that he's going to receive. All of them from leftist leaning outlets, of course. But anyway, he keeps sabotaging her. So she goes on The View. It's supposed to be a big day for Cam. And he goes and does a press conference from the White House. I mean, from like a cabinet meeting. He just sits there and starts answering questions. Unbelievable. JoJo wants revenge. I'm telling you, they hate each other. And JoJo wants to be running for president. Go, Aaron.
Well, and I was going to say, too, it's so funny because that was his first ever press briefing appearance. Like, that was
correct.
His first ever.
Right. At the Green John Pierre podium.
Yeah.
That's. I mean, can you imagine that? Here we are. I mean, again, all these firsts. 3.5 years. How do you pull that off? How do you pull? I mean, I just think of it in terms of pastoring a church. What if I pastored a church and never showed up? I mean, how do you pull that off? The audacity of pulling off. So she says that Donald Trump is politicizing this. Donald Trump has brought millions to the table and has done. I mean, Kamala Harris. I can't say Donald Trump has done far more because Kamala Harris has done nothing. So Donald Trump has done a lot. And brought a lot. I mean, he brought a whole gasoline truck there full of gas. It's hundreds of thousands of dollars. Here you go, gas. Millions of dollars, raised millions of dollars. But anyway, so she says he's politicizing it. But according to Ron DeSantis, the only person politicizing any storm is Kamala Harris. Play for me, Tom.
And we've been laser focused on leveraging all resources available, including from the federal government. And I've been in touch with both FEMA and the president, as well as marshaling all our state agencies and working to support our local communities. And so for Kamala Harris to try to say that my sole focus on the people of Florida is somehow selfish is delusional. She has no role in this. In fact, she's been vice president for 3.5 years. I've dealt with a number of storms under this administration. She has never contributed anything to any of these efforts. And so what I think is selfish
has she ever
is her trying
before?
To blunder into this. No. And here's
has
the
she
thing.
Ever called before?
She has no role. No, she has no role in this process. I'm in contact with the president of the United States. I'm in contact with FEMA director. I'm obviously managing all our state agencies. We're supporting all our local government. And I will say this. I've had storms under both President Trump and President Biden, and I've worked well with both of them. She's the first one who's trying to politicize the storm, and she's doing that just because of her campaign. She's trying to get some type of an edge. She knows she's doing poorly, and so she's playing these political games. I don't have time for political games. I've got people whose lives are on the line. I've got people whose homes and their possessions are on the line, and we are focused 100% on that mission. I'm not worried about playing her political games. And so she is being selfish by trying to blunder into this when we're working just.
So the only person that's being political about storms is the one accusing other politicians of being political about storms. Quote from Ron DeSantis. She has no role in this. Why are you calling me? I'm playing the role of Ron DeSantis right now. Why are you calling me about Hurricane Milton? You've never called me before. Again, here we are. She never calls Ron DeSantis. Think about all the storms that have hit. Just recently, we got Adelia, you got Debbie, you got Helene, now you got Uncle Milty. She's never, that's just this year. And there was other ones that I'm not even naming. She's never called before. Never made a phone call ever. And lo and behold, just like the border security bill, you don't give two craps about the border for over 3 years. And now you're running for president and you put out a border security bill. I mean, it's so blatantly obvious. How could you ever vote Democrat? They don't give a crap about you until the election year. I'll bet you right now there's no Democrats that ever talk to a black person until election year. So it's just like that. So suddenly now in 2024, when she's running for president, now she calls. Now she calls DeSantis and he says she has no role in this. Quote, never has contributed anything. Nothing. Never has contributed anything and has never called before. And now she's calling and she's got a boo-boo on her feelings too because Ron DeSantis didn't answer her phone call quick enough. And by the way, they didn't even call him. They're so inept. They're so galactically out of their league and incompetent. They called the wrong person. And then claimed DeSantis didn't call him back. DeSantis is at the podium going, they got the news reporter saying, why didn't you return Harris's call? He says, I never got a call from her. She never called here. I don't know who she called, but it certainly wasn't me. So they're either so incompetent or they're just making it up out of thin air and purposely called the wrong number so they could falsely accuse Ron DeSantis of not calling them back. It's one of those two, and maybe both. I mean, we know they're galactically incompetent, and we know they're demonically evil, so it's just a combination they're in. All right, I got to show you. Let me tell you this real quick. Speaking about Ron DeSantis, I'm going to use this to set up this video I'm going to show you. It's a T, in case I forget to announce who put out, it's a T, a B video, DHS FEMA coordinating. But anyway, Ron DeSantis, I believe it was yesterday, but don't hold me to that. It could have been the day before. Ron DeSantis put out a Florida executive order to remove Helene debris. Now, let's ask ourselves, and this is in the Hillsborough, Pinellas County area. Probably statewide, but specifically, I saw the news story out of Pinellas, Hillsborough, which is hours north of where I'm sitting right now, demolished by Helene. I mean, by the storm surge. But anyway, so he had to put out an executive order for all that debris to be picked up. Who was supposed to pick that up? Can we think? Let's see here. Oh, FEMA. That's right. And you're like, well, can't you take care of your own debris? Here's how FEMA works. So Ron DeSantis, they had 60 dump trucks going on to, I may have been Treasure Island in Pinellas County yesterday, but again, don't hold me to that. I've watched so many videos, I can't keep it all straight. But anyway, 60 dump trucks going in at the executive order of Ron DeSantis to get this debris up before the Category 3, Category 2, whatever it lands as, storm hits, right? because then all the debris, which is up and roasting in the sun, is going to now fly out and go fly everywhere and float everywhere. Because FEMA never went and picked it up. And again, you ask, well, can't you have picked it up yourself? Well, everybody was trying to do that, but then FEMA put out an order shutting down landfills in Pinellas County, Florida. Pull it up. FEMA put out basically a federal mandate of some, or dictate, shutting down landfill. They had cops stationed there, turning away dumpster operators, the guys who rent out dumpsters, and then they come pick them up and then bring them to, you pay a fee, you throw all your stuff in the dumpster. I don't know if different states have different ways of doing things. Here in Florida, you rent out a dumpster, you throw all your stuff in there, guy comes in the truck, picks up the dumpster, takes it to the dump, you pay one fee, brings back dumpster, you fill it up again, blah, blah, blah. Well, FEMA shut down the landfill and said, no, you know, nobody can dump there. And then they said, well, what on earth are we going to do? And FEMA says, well, you know, we have dump sites, but nobody could find the dump sites. You know why? Because there weren't any. There was nowhere to bring the stuff. And so they said, well, we're going to set up dump sites. So again, it's like the Afghan withdrawal. They shut down. Think about it. Again, demons are going to demons. It's the same thing over and over again. It's just like the Afghan withdrawal. They pull out the military before the civilians. And here, you shut down the landfills before opening up your own dump sites. Where's they supposed to bring the stuff? So now DeSantis has to do it. You wonder why he didn't. It wasn't this way. But if Kamala Harris did call, you wonder why he'd ignore it. They shut down the landfill, says you can't dump it here. You're going to have to dump it at a FEMA site. But there are no FEMA sites. And then when they found out, when the dumpster operators found out that there was no FEMA sites, they called up FEMA and they said, well, where are we supposed to bring it? Bring it back to where you picked it up and dump it, and we'll pick it up sometime in 2025. Facts. Don't believe me? Here's the dumpster operator. Play it for me, Tom.
Guys, I am not a big fan of videos, and this is completely unscripted, but this is something very important for all of St. Pete, all Pinellas County, probably all of Florida, because there are other areas that were impacted by the storm. This is seriously something I need you guys to watch and definitely share. I don't know if you can share a Facebook Live thing, but this is important information about what's going on from the storm and how FEMA's gotten involved. So, as you know, I own a fleet of dump trailers and I rent them out to people. Well, they've been insanely busy and the line at the landfill has been 2 to 3 hours long. Well, yesterday we were informed that the landfill was no longer going to be accepting storm debris. We all said, what the hell? What kind of sense does that make? So they said that FEMA was going to be setting up free dump zones and that we would go and empty our loads there. So I said, okay, that's great. You know, we won't have to charge the client a dump fee. We can hopefully have a higher turnover rate and help more people. All's good. They said that information was supposed to be released last night on some of the city's websites. Well, I went to St. Pete's website. I went to the Pinellas County website. I went to the dumps website. Nothing was there. I went to FEMA's website. Nothing was there. And this morning, I said, okay, well, maybe they didn't get it set up in time, and we need to still go to the landfill. So 4:30, got up, hooked up some trailers, headed to the landfill. They had a sheriff there turning people away and saying, you cannot dump here. And I said, well, where am I supposed to go? And he said, you know, there's no information online. I said, go online, find the FEMA website. I said, you pull out your phone, you show me where it is. And they started going through it, and then they said, you got to get out of here. You're obstructing traffic, and you can either leave right now or you can leave in the back of the sheriff car. So I pulled away. I went to what's called a transfer station. It's much more expensive. It's a fee that has to be passed on to the client. Otherwise, I would literally be operating at a loss. And they said that FEMA has come in and shut down the landfill, shut down the waste management's transfer station, and that we were not allowed to dump there, and we had to go to these FEMA sites. I said, well, where are these FEMA sites? No one can tell us. And they still didn't have the information. So I decided to call one of the biggest companies in the area, definitely a competitor. And I said, look, I'm a smaller business and I'm curious, do you guys know where we're supposed to empty the storm debris? And I apparently got on the phone with someone pretty high up in the company. I don't know if it was the owner or the owner's son, but he was really well informed, pretty pissed off about the situation. He started to laugh and said, yeah, there's 3 dump sites set up by FEMA and they're for resident use only. You cannot go in there with a commercial grade truck. You cannot go in there with a commercial grade trailer. You can't go in there with anything with any lettering on it. And they had asked them, what do you suggest that we do with the thousands of bins that we have rented out, full of trash, ready to go to the landfill right now? And they said, dump it back in the people's driveways. FEMA will get around to cleaning up on our own. So he said, what do you mean FEMA's going to clean up? They said, over the course of the next year, FEMA will be picking up all the trash. So in the meantime, over the course of the next year, and this is from personal eyewitness thing, as I was dropping off dump trailers, within 2 days, there's mold inside people's homes. That mold doesn't stop growing just because you take the trash out and you put it at the road. It's going to be growing at the road. Today, when I was driving through Shore Acres down Overlook Drive and Shore Acres Boulevard, there are dozens of rats hopping from pile to pile. It is an absolute breeding ground. And they want all that stuff to sit there for a year while they clean up. We got all the stuff picked up. It's in bins. We're ready to go to the landfill, and they're refusing us at the landfill, and they're suggesting that we take this stuff back and dump it in your yards. We need you to call the city, call the mayor, call FEMA, call the Pinellas County Landfill, call Governor Ron DeSantis. Speak up. Otherwise, we're going to be staring at this trash for over a year.
So Ron DeSantis had to do the pure federalist thing and issue a gubernatorial executive order basically superseding FEMA's order to get this crap picked up that has rats and mold in it. And just so everybody knows, about 20 seconds from right now, we'll be dropping off of the Christian Television Network. It is not them cutting me off. For those of you that are wondering why I always give this warning, because people think that I'm being censored, I'm not. CTN is fine with us being on CTN. So it's not them, just so everybody knows. We're going to cut off in about 7 seconds. Go to Rumble. Go to Rumble. So anyway, just real quick, because I've already talked about it. Here was the sequence of events. FEMA closes the landfills, say that there's going to be free dump zones. All websites, all applicable websites, including FEMA themselves, county, city, state, federal, FEMA's own website, is checked. There's no mention of any free dump zones. They said there's going to be a free dump zone. So the guy goes, well, I guess they didn't get him set up in time. So I'm going to go back to the landfill because I've got, quote, or all the dumpster companies have thousands of bins that they've rented out full of stuff already. So they've got to get them going, right? They got to get them going, especially because you got Milty out there. So they got to get them going. This video was made before Milton was around, but I'm just saying, people started to see it somewhere in the vicinity of that video. But anyway, so they got thousands of bins out there. So he's like, you know what, maybe being the inept, idiot, governmental agency that they are, that's me saying that, not him. You know, maybe they shouldn't get it set up on time, so we're all going to just need to now redirect back to landfill. So he goes to the landfill. Now FEMA's got cops sitting out there. And shame on the cops, shame on the sheriff's office that responded to a FEMA order. Tell them to go shove it up their rear ends. Tell them to take their order, cram it up. As a matter of fact, gather several of them, cram them up all together like a giant paper snowball and jam it up their rectum. You're a sheriff. You are more powerful than FEMA. Tell them to shove it. Anyway, I digress. So the cops are there. And the cops end up threatening to arrest this guy and tell him to go to a FEMA dump zone. And the guy goes, I'll go to the freaking FEMA dump zone if you'll show it to me on your phone, Mr. Sheriff's Deputy. Show it to me on your phone. I will go there gladly. It's free. I get to discount the customer. That's great. Thank you. It'll be free because you have to pay to go to the landfill. You have to pay to go to the transfer station. So now it's a free FEMA dump zone. So he can actually cut his price for the customer, right? He goes, I'll go. Well, the cop can't find it. And then the cop can't find it. So the cop's getting agitated and goes, get out of here. You're blocking traffic. I'm going to take you to jail if you don't. That's what the cops do. Great job. Great job, Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. Great job, you stupid idiots. 25 years, deputy sheriff right here, Sarasota County, Florida, right where I'm sitting. So then he goes to the transfer site, which is far more expensive. FEMA doesn't like him going to the transfer site. They shut down the transfer site and are still saying, go to the FEMA dump zone. To this day, folks, there's never been a FEMA dump zone in Pinellas County. And they have thousands and thousands of bins waiting to be dumped. So DeSantis steps in, puts out a gubernatorial executive order saying, go clean it up because FEMA's too stupid to do it. Or is FEMA actually purposely causing suffering or purposely killing people? Or is our government purposely manufacturing these storms? I got to show you the. Oh, go, Aaron.
I was just going to say, FEMA helped us so much at the church after Ian did.
Oh, yeah, they're fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. We had junk sitting out in the back of our church. We just kept waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and they never picked it up, so I had to do it for $8,000. So I'm just so glad that I get bent over every year by the federal government. It takes away 40% of my income. And then when I need them, they don't even come pick up fiberglass. It was just a fiberglass crap that falls out of your ceiling, stacked up in the back of the church. Of course, it was wet. And by the time they had to pick it up, it was bone dry. I hate those. I hate the federal agencies. I absolutely hate them. All right, so anyway, let's do some fun stuff here for just a minute and pop off the storms. Josh Dunlap video, bombshell. You're going to love this one. You're going to love this one. I'll read you the intro to it. Hitler's parade car. What world leader would you think would end up with Hitler's car? I mean, I just want you to think about it. I'm going to give you some hints. At a UN summit under the Biden administration, only two countries in the world voted to not outlaw Nazism as a UN charter. So you vote, you know, we don't ever want Nazism to rise again. And the UN should come out, and the UN said, you know what, we want to put it out as a charter that we are fervently against Nazism and we ban Nazism from the globe. Only two nations voted against that charter. Can anybody guess which ones they were? Two. The United States of America and the Ukraine. Two. So Hitler's parade car was bought by Volodymyr Zelensky for $15 million. That's weird, isn't it? I told you they're not smart. They're only zealous. They're very committed to their idiocy, to the leftist, globalist, bourgeois elitism. They are very committed to that, but they're stupid people. Example that I always tell people in church is, listen, people will always name themselves. Demons will always out themselves. What is the biggest street? You can make an argument that it's Wall Street, but what is the biggest street in New York? What do you think of? Broadway. That comes right out of Matthew chapter 7, 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And they name their street after it. And Volodymyr Zelensky, who has been sicking the Azov Battalion Nazis. By the way, the Azov Battalion Nazis, just so everybody knows, are not Americanized skinhead liberal Nazis like they are here. All the Nazis in America are globalist leftist socialists, the skinheads and all them. They're Democrats. They're not Republicans. But anyway, they're not those sorts of Nazis. They're like Americanized wannabe Nazis. These are lineage, heritage Nazis from Nazi collaborators back in World War II. That's who the Azov Battalion is. These are genuine Heil Hitler Nazis. And the reason why the two breakout provinces, you had three, you had Crimea, Luhansk, and Donetsk. Crimea already annexed themselves. They always say that Russia took Crimea. No, Crimea took Russia. Crimea said, Russia, come on in, and annexed themselves into Russia. And what they're fighting over now is Luhansk and Donetsk. We call them the breakout provinces. Why do they want to break out? Because they are being habitually harassed by the Azov Battalion because they're a Russian-speaking population, and they want to go back to Russia. That's what this whole war is about. That's what it is. So you're like, well, it's hyperbolic to call people Nazis. First of all, the Azov Battalion, please just pull it up online. They're glad they call themselves Nazis, are very proud of being Hitler followers, and will say it out loud. And Volodymyr Zelensky uses them all the time, and it's always been rumored that Volodymyr Zelensky himself is a Nazi. Well, you know what might lend some credence to that assumption? Would be buying his $15 million car. And aren't you glad that we just dropped another $8.2 billion to Volodymyr Zelensky so he can go buy Hitler's car? We got everybody in Tennessee, North Carolina, Georgia, starving to death, dead bodies everywhere that we can't even recover because they're 10 feet under debris. But don't worry, we're going to send 8.2 billion. You know, Volodymyr Zelensky comes over, does his little song and dance, standing around with McConnell, standing around with Schumer, all the leftist, globalist, bourgeois elitist, standing around, gets his $8.2 billion, goes home and drops $15 million on Hitler's car. And now it's, and by the way, he doesn't just buy the car. He drives it to work. What? Parked right outside his office.
Oh.
Play it for me, Tom.
This is a 1939 Mercedes-Benz 770K Grosser Offener Touring Wagon, often referred to as the Super Mercedes, that was ordered by, built for, and used by Adolf Hitler. In July of 1940, it carried Hitler on his victory parade held in Berlin following the defeat of France. The Nazi dictator's Mercedes-Benz, which the U.S. Army seized after the war, is just one of five remaining in existence. This exact car went up for auction in 2018 in Scottsdale, Arizona, but failed to sell after a $7 million bid didn't meet the minimum price. It was later spotted in a super-rich Seattle suburb that is home to Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates, the Seattle Times reported. Later, the car's auctioneers announced that they had finally found a private buyer. According to multiple Ukrainian Telegram channels, Volodymyr Zelensky was recently spotted getting out of this car in Kyiv, right outside of the Bankova 11 building, the office of the President of Ukraine. It happened just a couple of days after he returned from his successful diplomatic trip to the U.S. The United States announced a new $8 billion aid package for Ukraine during Zelensky's visit to Washington. It remains unclear who was the mysterious seller and how much did Mr. Zelensky pay for the Nazi dictator's car, although the estimated sale price is believed to be around $15 million. It also prompts one to wonder why someone would want to buy this relic, which has a history this dark in the first place.
One.
So there you go. I've already said everything that I could possibly say about it, but just the audacity. Because he bought that after he got secured the $8.2 billion from us. He goes home and buys it and drives it into work.
Oh, my god!
I'm telling you. I mean, what's this quote-unquote war all about? Are Nazis harassing people of Ukraine who are Russian speaking? And there, Volodymyr Zelensky buys Hitler's freaking car. This is not, by the way, that's from the Daily Mail, folks. That is not me making that up. That's from the Daily Mail. You know what you can do with auctions? You track the results. It's all done by, what do you call it? Is hope in here? What do you call it when you send money via bank transfer? Is that what it's called? It's all tracked in bank transfers. What was that? Wire it, wiring money. It's all wired. So it comes. So you and I, congratulations, Aaron, Tommy. Tell you if you're paying taxes yet. I don't know, you're a young person. Here she is now. She's an adult now. And Hope and myself, all of us tax-paying Americans. We just bought Hitler's car for Volodymyr Zelensky.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Great.
Not that this will top that, but I wanted to wish you a happy holiday. Okay, here it is. Put up there for me. I wanted to wish you today is International Lesbian Day. Oh, thank you, Aaron. International Lesbians Day. I just wanted to, by the way, you and I also pay for International Lesbian Day. You and me, we pay for this because it goes to the UN. Remember how we're supposed to be about 2% of our budget or something like that goes to the UN, something along those lines. So you and I. So this is what the UN put out. You and I pay for this. The lesbian community is incredible and diverse. How diverse are they when they're all women? I guess, though, you can be a trans woman, a man who likes to pretend to be a woman. That you see a lot of that now. These trans women who are men pretending to be women who call themselves lesbians.
Yeah.
And then, so get this. If you're a trans woman who's a man pretending to be a woman, I always like to make sure people know what that means. You identify as a woman, so you can be on the swim team or cheerleading team. As you can identify even as a 17-year-old girl and be on the high school swim team or cheerleading team. Go and be around all these naked women and then date them as a male pretending to be a woman lesbian. Oh, that's right. That's what Leah Thomas did. Remember that? Yeah, Leah Thomas, who's Billy Thomas. That's what he did. He's hetero. Heterosexual dude pretending to be a woman, showering with women and dating them. Not the same one as he's showering with, I'm assuming. Lesbians have many gender expressions. Oh, really? Gender body types. And so, this is what you and I pay for. Billions and billions of our taxpayer dollars go to this. And sex characteristics. By the way, this same ideology is FEMA. FEMA has the exact same ideology as this, if you're wondering where all of our FEMA money's going. All right, that's 11 minutes in overtime. That's good. Wait a minute, hold on. Wait a minute, let me do this one. Oh, yeah, I got to do this last one. Put the last one up there. Got to show you this one. No, you know what? I'm going to do one. I'm going to do two more. Two more. Got to show you. That's only 10, 11. I didn't give a prediction tonight, so I can go as long as I want. So we'll be here till 11:30. 11. But anyway, yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just going to do a couple because I want to get to these headlines because the rest of this stuff is evergreen, so I'm not going to worry about it. But anyway, Paul Sperry breaking the Democratic wife. We all know that Jack Smith just did his re-indictment of Donald Trump, basically changing all he did in the re-indictment of Donald Trump for this is the insurrection charge. That's not an insurrection charge, but it's just easier to talk about by calling it an insurrection charge. All he did was basically the SCOTUS came out and said that you can't try Donald Trump for this, for all the charges related to this case, because it was all everything you're charging him for doing, he did under his official capacity. So what Jack Smith did in this re-indictment was just change all from official duties to personal duties. That's all he did. He did this as the president. He did this as Donald Trump. He did this in his personal capacity instead of he did this in his presidential capacity. That's all he did. So he did a resubmission of the original indictment by changing words. And Tanya Shutkin, which is unheard of, by the way, especially with a case that's already been kicked out, and then the prosecutor comes back in a grasp for life, last-ditch effort for life, does a re-indictment. It is unheard of to ever allow the original indictment to be put out into public. It is unheard of. It's never happened before, for all intents and purposes, that a re-indictment is put out into the public domain. But she did it. And I just wanted to show you who these people are connected to. Paul Sperry, follow this guy on Twitter. He knows everything. The Democratic wife of special counsel Jack Smith. So this is the person. Imagine if you were being prosecuted by this person. The Democrat wife of special counsel Jack Smith investigating Trump makes Soros-backed films. That's who's prosecuting Donald Trump. That would be like a Jew being prosecuted by the Third Reich. Would you feel like if you were a Jewish person and if you were a Jewish person right now and I said, you know what? We've set up your trial with the Ossoff Battalion. That's what's happening to Donald Trump. Soros-backed films, including, what is that word, Aaron? H-A-G-O. Anybody know what that is?
Hagiography.
Hagiography. I don't know what that means. Is it supposed to be a biography? But anyway, about Michelle Obama, while Smith's late mother-in-law was a George Soros senior fellow. That's who's prosecuting Donald Trump. So you could not be any more of his ideological opponent. Not only is there an ideological opponent, but basically you have the Democratic Party prosecuting a conservative, not somebody who happens to be a Democrat prosecuting a conservative. By the way, in my opinion, no prosecutors or judges should have any political affiliations. They should be independents. And I know people can sneak around or whatever, but you should not be able to make any political donations. You should not be able to receive any political donations. And you should not be a Republican or Democrat. You should have to be an independent. And you're like, well, that's giving up things. Well, then don't be a judge. Don't be a prosecutor then. Because we have to have unbiased people. Look at the state of affairs that we're in right now. George Soros, senior justice fellow at Open Society Foundation, is Smith's late mother-in-law. That's the person prosecuting. Again, that's just, that's like, I'm trying to think of something else. That's like having... I'm trying to think of another example, but I mean, it's just like having a Jewish person being prosecuted by the Third Reich. Again, it's like, obviously Republicans being prosecuted by Democrats. That's all that's happening right now in all of these cases, in every last one of these cases. It's just like that, all of them. So I just want to show you that. Go to the next one for me, Tom. America First Legal. In August, our litigation exposed that Biden-Harris government officials admitted that they did not know the identities of Afghans they imported as refugees. Can you imagine that? So now we have Afghan National, New York Post article, Afghan National and U.S. on special immigrant visa accused of plotting ISIS-inspired Election Day terror attack. By the way, folks, and I know you've already heard this, if you watch Bongino, if you watch Alex Jones, you watch any of the things that I watch, like Bongino and Alex Jones, Rodney Howard Brown was on Alex Jones today, did a great job. I watched his segment. But anyway, You've got to vote early because you ever wonder why they're bringing in all the terrorists? I mean, Joe Biden allowed in 30,000 rapists and murderers across the border, 425,000 convicted criminals. And then they flew in Afghans. You know where you don't want to fly people in from that you don't know? The home of Osama bin Laden. Might not want to fly in people from Afghanistan, where you had Afghans and Saudis are the ones who plotted 9/11 in cahoots with the FBI and CIA. But regardless of that, you may not want to fly them in without having any idea who they are. Unless, of course, you'll be completely safe from them. Because you don't have to worry about it yourself, i.e. Biden-Harris, but everybody else does. You're not worried about it at all. And of course, that's the surface level. Not only are they safe from it, but what are they actually wanting from these people? A standing army? You got over 100,000 military-aged Chinese men that have come through the southern border under Harris-Biden. 100,000. So why are they flying in Afghans, they have no idea who they are, and then lo and behold, one gets arrested first for plotting an ISIS-inspired Election Day terror attack. And is this just a trial balloon right now to kind of warn everybody about what's out there? So when it happens, day of the election, everyone goes, oh, well, you know, everyone was trying to get the, you know, trying to put the people in custody that needed to be put in custody, trying to get all, we're trying to stop these people, but we just weren't able to because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris flew in a bunch of Afghans. We had no idea who they were. Who would ever do that? I mean, think about this just on a very rudimentary level. Are you going to let a stranger stay at your house tonight? Just comes knocking on the door and he's some dude. And you've got a wife and kids, wife and daughters, and some guy pops in. Hey, how you doing, dude? Can I stop? Can I crash here tonight? You're going to go, oh, sure, come on in. That's what Biden and Harris do to our entire country. That's why we have an illegal immigrant crime epidemic going on right now. And lo and behold, look at what just happened here. And just read that one line. They admitted, Biden and Harris, government officials, admitted, because America First Legal puts them under oath, which is what we need to be doing, getting all these people under oath. I'm not going to digress into that right now. Admitted, Biden-Harris government officials admitted they did not know the identities of Afghans they imported as refugees. Then why would you import them? They were supposed to be bringing in our allies, our translators, those that gave our military assistance over there. These are supposed to be like registered, I'm trying to think of the terminology for it, registered allies, registered friendlies, non-combatants, military, people that gave aid to our military. These people are registered. They're like registered confidential informants. You know who they are. And that's what they told us they were flying in. But now we're admitting they had no idea who they were flying in. Absolutely no idea. And now one of them was planning an ISIS-style terror attack on Election Day, which is why all of us need to be voting early. I don't like voting early. I don't like the system of voting early. I think Election Day should be a national, federal holiday, and we all go vote in person, except for the infirmed, who have to go through an arduous registration proof process of who they are and why they can't vote. But everybody goes and votes in person. Day. I wish that was the system, but it's not. And we are, listen, if you're going to be, I'm just going to insist, I'm gonna prove everybody wrong. I'm gonna vote day of. Because I'm not gonna be a part of this system. I'm gonna thumb my nose at the system. I agree with you. But you can't go to a gunfight with your hands taped up. The guy's got an AK-47. You're sitting there like this. It's a different world. We need to vote our way back into sanity. But right now it's an insane world, and you've got to go ahead and fight. In the insane battlefield. You got to go ahead and fight on the insane battlefield. So everybody needs to vote early. And this is why. I'm voting as soon as you can vote in Florida. I'm voting. Getting it done. I want my vote to count. All right, that's 20 minutes. I intended to go like 10:05. All right, so Rumble Rant. So everybody stick around for the postgame. Got videos to show you. Great stuff in the postgame. Great stuff in the postgame. Do not leave. It's quick postgame. All right, Aaron, what do you think the first one is? Is that Bogers?
I think it's Bogers,
okay, because I'm really tempted to say Bogers. But he gave $100, so I don't want to make fun of you.
Yeah.
The Bogers, thank you guys so much. $100. Really appreciate it. Will Gilbert, one of our producers, $50. Thank you, Will. Texas Billy, as always, coming through, $50. Real Flash River, $25. Goosey 600, $20. Deanna Jones, $10. The one and only every night Rumble Ranner, Tammy L. Margritter, $10. Thank you guys so much. Seriously, thank you, even if I made fun of you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Stick around for the post game. I don't know about tomorrow's podcast. I have no idea, to be honest with you. So we'll just play it by ear. If it's not on, it's not on. I don't ever do that. I'm the most planned out person you could ever imagine. But I honestly just don't know. So if it goes the way that I want it to go, we'll be podcasting tomorrow night. And as I prayed that way and I stand in faith for it, and if it doesn't happen, it's because I failed in my faith. And yes, that's what the Bible says. It's not that I'm going to hell. I just said I failed in that area. It's okay. It's okay. It's not okay to fail, but it's okay to admit the truth. But anyway, so hopefully we'll be here tomorrow night. If not, I'll see you on the other side of the storm, whether it's Thursday, Friday, whatever. Hopefully we keep power the whole time. I'm going to be praying for all of the Southwest Coast, all the way from Naples to, what's north of Tampa, city north of Tampa, I don't know. But just all the way through north of Tampa. Pray over all of us. Pray that storm, agree with me. Matter of fact, let's all pray together. You ready? Pray with me. Almighty God, we come to you right now. In Jesus' name, I thank you for all the people, that 1,088 people that are watching right now. And we all come together in prayer, and we ask you, Lord, to shear this storm apart. There's a cold front down. It's already beginning to shear. Well, it will be tomorrow night, beginning to shear this storm up. We ask you to shear it up, Lord. Just churn that thing up so when it lands, it's a mere tropical storm. Lord, we pray for this. We ask for it through the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Everybody said
amen.
Amen and amen. Love you guys. Appreciate you. I'll see you either tomorrow night or I'll see you on the other side of the storm. Stick around for the post game. I'll be in the chat during the post game. Love y'all. God bless you. See you later in the week. Most Christians, though, don't pass the test. And instead, they become controlled opposition for the devil. They just change their theology and didn't pass the test. But you know what? God's just all about being in the midst of our struggles. That's not a Bible verse. It's not a Bible verse. God wants you to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, not ever struggle. If you do these things, you will never struggle. Those things are really the four essentials: prayer, Bible study, worship, fellowship. Well, I tried that. Yeah, you tried it for a day, you tried it for a week, tried it for a month, maybe even tried it for a year. But you gave the devil 50 years, and you gave God 50 minutes. I'm telling you right now, if you prayed and studied the word every day, you would never, ever struggle in your walk with God.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.